So we continue the chapter of carefulness, and the verse number 21 and 22 about thinking about the samsara, the sufferings of the samsara, sufferings of the negative actions, or the negative result of the negative actions, we need to try to practice mindfulness and carefulness at this very moment. If through the evil action of a single instant, I must spend an eon in the hell of unrelenting pain, the evils in samsara stored from time without beginning, no need to say that they will keep me from the states of bliss. Like when we are overpowered by a certain kind of hatred or action, anger, or any of these negative emotions, and then in one single instant I can commit a murder or, you know, something really so bad, I can make such a strong negative action if I'm not careful and if I'm not mindful, that action alone that I have done in an instant of unmindfulness of or carelessness, or that I was taken over, I allow myself to be taken over by certain kind of negativity, I can be suffering the result of that, a great kind of unrelenting pain, even in the hell for long, long time, like according to some sutras, even for one eon. And then, if that is the case, then I've done those kind of negative things before also. I was in samsara for so long, so many lifetimes, countless lifetimes, and so therefore there must be a kind of a store of so many negative actions that I've committed from the beginningless time. So therefore, you know, if I need to kind of go through those negative results of those negative actions, then I cannot accept that I have to be in this kind of samsaric negative state of problematic suffering state for a long, long time. And so therefore, you know, when I have this opportunity as a human being, as a human life, where I have the opportunity and the freedom to purify that, to get out of that, to create a new way of life, to create a new beginning, I must totally kind of dedicate myself towards that and be extremely, you know, mindful and extremely careful that I actually take action in this and not delay, not be lazy, not, you know, kind of ignore it or kind of just let it go by. And sometimes we say, and we think, this is the 22nd, and mere experience of such pain does not result in being freed from it. If I think that I have lots of pain and I have suffered a lot in the, before and maybe I'll go to, you know, different kind of negative realms, and then I suffer, and then all this negativity is finished. According to the Buddhist way of understanding, that is not correct. It's not just suffering that would get rid of our negative karma or negative actions. Because the reason why is, for in the very suffering of such states, more evil will occur, and then in great abundance. Because when we are suffering, when we are in the negative state, our negative actions will grow. Because then lots of negative emotions will come. Negative actions or negative karma is not just committed or not just happens or accumulated by one negative action, and then while we are going through the result of that, we don't accumulate any negativity. That's not true. Because when we are suffering, then we get angry, then we get annoyed, and then we get upset, then we, so therefore it goes on and on, and it creates more and more negativity. So therefore, just suffering does not necessarily get rid of the negative karma. So therefore, in order to get rid of the negative karma and to gain something positive, we must actually start to being positive and acting positive and feeling positive and do things with our body, speech and mind carefully and mindfully to cultivate and accumulate these positive actions and experiences. So this is extremely important. And then 23, thus having found this moment of reprieve, if I now fail to train myself in virtue, what greater folly could there ever be? How more could I betray myself? So now, as a human being in this very special kind of a state of being, so wonderful circumstances, and when I understand what is right, what is wrong, what should be done, what to train in, and all these kind of things, then if I fail to train myself, if I fail to accumulate more positive way of being, more positive habitual tendencies, and really liberate myself from all my negativity, then what a great folly would that be. There cannot be anything more foolish and more folly than that. And if I do that, if I don't do this at this time, and I just let this great and sublime opportunity to go by, then I would have betrayed myself. I would have, not only betrayed and betrayed the promise that I made to bring all the sentient beings to happiness, everlasting happiness, but I would have betrayed myself also, because then who knows when I will get this opportunity again. If having understood all this, I am stupidly despondent still, then at the moment of my death, my sorrows will be black indeed. So, even when I understand that, and even then I am so stupid that I don't, take any action, or I don't do anything positive, and I don't train in this path of Bodhisattva, and then, when I die, at the moment of my death, not only that I will have lots of pain, and I will get the result of my negativity, so therefore I might suffer lots of problems of the samsara, including hell, but I will regret so much. I will have so much sorrow. I have so much, I will feel so bad that I have missed this chance, that it will be, you know, my sorrows will be black. You know, it's kind of dark and very difficult to recover from that. And when my body burns so long in fires of hell so unendurable, my mind, there is no doubt, will also be tormented, burned in fires of unendurable regret. So at that time, if I go to hell or any other negative realms, my body will suffer that, but more than that, or as much as that, my mind will suffer with so much regret that I have lost the chance to get rid of, you know, all the sufferings of myself, and also, you know, I could do something for the benefit of all the sentient beings. So I will extremely, you know, regret that time. So therefore, then 26, for it is as if by chance that I have gained the state so hard to find wherein to help myself, if now, while having such discernment, I am once again consigned to hell. I will think like that. That when I have this, you know, by some, you know, some chance, by some, it's not because I am so kind of intelligent, or I'm so so great or something like that, but by some chance, by some blessings, I have got this, you know, great, you know, human life, and not only human life, but I have some understanding of what is right and what is wrong and what to do and how to, you know, practice the right path, so that I can kind of train myself on to become more and more positive and to get rid of my negativity. When I have that, and then if I have to kind of lose this and kind of waste this time, and then if I have to go down again, what a, you know, what a waste. I'm as if benumbed by sorcery, as if reduced to total mindlessness. I do not know what dulls my wits, or what is it that has me in its grip. So if I'm not careful at this time, if I'm not, you know, put my mind in the right state, if I'm not, you know, train myself, and if I don't do something about my own, you know, liberation and my own training, not only for others but also for myself, then it's, I must be, you know, not only I must either be kind of, my mind be totally benumbed, or kind of made senseless by some kind of a sorcery. You know, it is not possible otherwise. Or I'm kind of, I've reduced to a total kind of mindless, I've lost my brain, or I've become kind of a totally drunk or drug or something like that. Or I have lost all my wits, my brain is totally kind of damaged or something like that, and I'm kind of, I must be under the grip of something really evil or something really totally kind of, so I must be mad. I must be mad, otherwise I would not waste this time. You know? So this is the moment, and there is no excuse. I need to work on my own mind, on my own negativity, on my own negative, you know, habitual tendencies, and I have to be, you know, mindful and, you know, be careful and, you know, be aware that I do not waste this time and and I do not lose this opportunity. So I stop here. This is from stanza number 21 to 27. Thank you.